Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Today will be a special day because right now I'm in the Mandarin service, then I'll be in the English-speaking Bible study, and at 2 o'clock right here, we're going to be in a Russian-speaking worship service. My heart language is Russian. I was born in the former Soviet Union. My parents were born and raised in China. I'm Chinese, and these songs that we sing just now spoke to my heart and touched my heart. But I'm speaking to you in English. Our passage today is from the book of Deuteronomy. It's the fifth book in the Bible that Moses wrote down these words for the nation of Israel to remember, but also it applies to us today. And I understand that last week when Pastor Kerwin Choi was speaking, he shared about from the book of Psalms, and also that this year we will focus on the theme of God's Word. I felt that the Lord would like for us to focus on these words that Moses spoke as the nation of Israel was about to enter the promised land after they had been in slavery for 400 plus years. And brothers and sisters, those of you who are believers in Jesus, I'd like for us to be reminded that in Jesus Christ, we have been set free to live for God's righteousness. But those who are not in the Lord yet, the Bible teaches throughout the Bible that we are in bondage, in slavery to ourselves and to the one who is against the Lord, the evil one. And the Word of God reminds us that as we are believers in the Lord Jesus, our purpose and our mission is now to pass these truths to other people. I see that we have a few boys and girls here. You are the next generation. On Friday evening, when you had a Mandarin fellowship downstairs, I got to play with two little kids, and they are our next generation. Me and my wife right here, we're blessed to have five children. They are our next generation. So brothers and sisters, let's look in these verses. What is it that God wanted the Israelites to know? And what is it that God wants us today as CBC to know and to apply to our lives.
让我们看今天经文，让我们能从中能够学习神要我们怎么样啊，将我们将他所托付给我们的道能够传给下一代。
So a little context here. Moses, he was about 120 years of age, and he is giving this farewell address to millions of people that have left Egypt and have spent 40 years already in the desert wandering, and they're about to enter their promised land.
So we look at this verse in the Bible, it says that Moses is 120 years old, and the Israelites are还没有进入迦南地，他们已经被奴四十年，然后在旷野里面，啊、被奴四百年，然后在这旷野里面四十年，将要进入迦南地。
Now, hundreds and hundreds years before that, the nation of Israel was established through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在以色列的祖宗就是亚伯拉罕、雅各，还有就是他们的祖宗。
So that was about 2,000 years BC. So imagine, what was the Chinese dynasty during 2,000 years BC? Shang? Shang, something like that? Shang Chao. I'm not sure, I'm just asking you to teach me. I'm doing a history test here. So that was 3,000 years ago. God selected these people in that Middle East region to be His special chosen people.
对，在就在3000年前，主耶和华就特别拣选这个族类，成为他所拣选的族类。
Excuse me, 4,000 years ago.
是四千年前。
But God did not just want them to know Him and to keep the knowledge of the true God to themselves. As God taught them who He is, as He revealed His plans to them, He wanted Israel to pass this message to the next generation and to the nations around them.
神也要把 让他们托付给他们，让他们有这个责任，要把这个他所给他们的道能够传给下一代，以及他们周遭的国其他的国家。
Just the fact that we are here sitting in the middle of Houston on the North American continent, and we are studying and talking about this book by itself is a miracle and it's a work of God.
的确，一个是这神迹，然后我们现在住在北美。在 Houston 这个城市里面，竟然能够学习到当时代以色列人学习的话语，是一个很大的神迹。
So in this passage, God is calling them, God is calling His people to exclusive loyalty to Him.
在这经文里面，神要呼召他们，能够敬拜这独一的真神。
Look at verse 4. He says, Listen, Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Verse 4.
在第四节说，耶和华我们的神是独一的神。
Go to that passage where the words of the Bible itself, chapter 6, verse 4. He says, The Lord our God is one. And then verse 5, he calls them, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
第四节第五节，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽力爱耶和华你的神。
That was the ultimate call and invitation, not just for Israel, but for every one of us.
这一节经文不只是在呼召以色列人，也是在这个时候也呼召我们每一个人。
So here it is, Moses standing on the banks of the river. He can see the promised land that God promised to them hundreds of years before. And he's passing on the message to the next generation.
在这时候，当摩西说这句话的时候，他的确是在他们应许之地的对岸。在这时候，他也要提醒以色列人，当他们进去的时候，要怎么样死。
So the few verses before, and in the beginning of chapter 6, Moses is reviewing the law that God had given to them before.
在前几章，摩西在 重新的，来让以色列人知道神上耶和华神是多么对他们多么的慈爱。
And he is giving them a strategy on how they can pass this message to the next generation.
那摩西也教导他们怎么样有要怎么样能够有办法的来一个策略来传他们耶和华的道给他们下一代。
Let's read those three verses again in chapter 6. This is the command, the statutes, and ordinances the Lord your God has instructed me, Moses speaking, to teach you so that you may follow them in the land you are about to enter and possess. Verse 1.
在第一节，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们
Verse 2, then he says, do this so that you may fear or respect and honor the Lord your God all the days of your life by keeping all his statutes and commands I'm giving you, your son, and your grandson so that you have a long life. Verse 2.
第二节，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他一切律例诫命，就是我吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。So
as we read other chapters and verses in this book, we see that Moses did a pretty good job in transferring this message to his leaders. One of them was Joshua.
所以在其他的经文里面，我们可以看到说，摩西做得很好，他在生活中做了一个很好的榜样，让约书亚能够效法。In
fact, Joshua was probably standing right there next to Moses as Moses was repeating these words to the leaders and elders of Israel.
很有可能约书亚也当时站在摩西的一旁，当摩西正在把这些话语传给那些长老们。
But you know the sad story is that as we continue reading through these early books of the Bible, is that Joshua did not do a very good job in passing God's message along to the next generation.
但很可惜的是，我们当我们看到读到四世纪的时候，其他经文的时候，看到说耶稣也没有做好他的本分，把这个道传给下一代。
So brothers and sisters, here's a question to us.
弟兄们，现在我有一个问题要问你们。How
is your attitude? How is my attitude? What is our strategy in passing the message of the Scripture to our next generation and to the people around us?
问弟兄姐妹们，你们态度是怎么样，或者是你们有什么策略，要把这神所托付给你的道传给下一代呢？
Do we have a plan? Do we have a commitment, first and foremost, to be diligent about passing the stories found in this book, the truths, to people in our family, to people in CBC, to people who don't know this truth yet?
第一个就是想问说，弟兄们是否有这个尾声，想把这个神所托付给我们的话语，能够传给CBC里面，或者是我们周遭所有的我们所认识的人。
I see some who are seniors who are the elders generation.
我看到当中有一些比较年长的弟兄姐妹们。If
you're in Christ, if you're a Christian, do you have a commitment and do you have a strategy on how to pass along the good news of Jesus Christ to your children and to your grandchildren?
如果你是个很虔诚的基督徒，是守护照的，你是否有这个心意？ 或者一个计划，想把你的神所托付你的道传给下一代呢？
In CBC, this church was established in 1953.
CBC 是在1953年成立的。
Just this morning, I was talking to one of the members there at the office entrance, and she grew up in a Christian home. She's probably 70 plus right now.
今天早上我遇到一个在 CBC 的一位会员。 她已经在这教会很多年，在1973年，73年。
She's in her 70s, but she is the second generation Chinese from She was born and raised in Mississippi, southern state here in the United States.
她是第二代的基督徒，她是在 Mississippi 成长长大的。
So I asked about her parents. Her parents came in 1940s from South China, from Guangdong Province, and they settled down in the small farming community in the Mississippi Delta.
她父母亲是在1940年来到 Mississippi 那里居住，并定居下来，在是在一个农场、农业地方。
So I asked her, I said, how did you start going to church and, you know, hear stories about the Lord Jesus? I said, was it from you or from your parents? And how did it all begin?
我就问她，你怎么能够接触到神的话语？是不是从你家人呢？这一切是怎么样开始的？
And she said that in that small town in Mississippi, a retired missionary couple that served in South China for many years, they came back to their home state. They saw that there were some Chinese farmers and Chinese store owners, and they started inviting these Chinese people to their church.
就在那个小城市里面，刚好有一个退休的，在中国内退休的一个宣教士，他就看到有一群小朋友们是从国内移民过来的，他就有这个心能够去接触他们，把神的话传给他们。
So her parents were invited by someone from another Christian church so that they can come and listen to the good news and Bible stories. And now you see the product that she is in her 70s and she is faithfully a Christian and passing the message along to others.
同样的，他父母亲也有机会，有人邀请他们到教会里面，让他们能够学习神的话语。就这样过了很多年，他也看到说他看到说这个成果，他70多岁了，但是还是拥有这个神的话语居住在他生命。
Brothers and sisters, do we want to see young adults or middle-aged families or our children 20, 30, 40 years from now being faithfully in the Word of God? Do we want to see that?
弟兄姐妹们，是否你要看下一代，在过以后20、30、40年以后，他们长大以后仍然有神的话语居住在他们心里？
I believe if we're in Christ, we're believers. We want to see that, of course.
我相信，如果在主内的弟兄姐妹，你一定有这个心意，想要看到这孩子成长，有神的话语在那里。
But how do we do that?
那我们要怎么做呢？
Let's continue going through this verse. Verse 5. First point is, God gives us a strategy right here in the book, just like he did to Moses. And he said, first and foremost, we must focus on strengthening our relationship with the Lord.
第一点就是从这经文里面就是说，上帝就是提醒他们，你们，我们要在与神建立一个很好的关系。
Let me repeat this verse again. Look in your Bibles or on the screen, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Love the Lord your God. Love God. Love Jesus.
就在第五节里面，这一直在提醒我们，我们要爱耶和华我们的神。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
What does it mean? That means that we acknowledge that He is the only true one, living one, that He's the creator of all things, that He sustains all things.
那第四节里面说的，耶和华是我们独一的主，他创造一切，维持一切所造之物。
As God was revealing himself to the Israelites, it stood in opposition to all the other religions that were in the Middle East at that time. Their neighbors had scores of different kinds of gods who were, had their own limitations, who were idols, who had their own selfish and immoral ways.
当时在以色列的邻国都有其他不同的神明，一些其他宗教，而每一个宗教都有它的极限，也都充满了自我利益和不道德的地方。But
as God was speaking to them, He revealed Himself and He gave them the knowledge that all things at all times were under rule of one divine Lord God King, and He is the Lord God of and the God of Father. Of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在这时候，当时在耶和华神就启示他自己是唯一独一的真神。
So to love him, verse 5, to love the Lord, our God, what it means? It means to love him with our whole life, with our whole being.
爱神是什么意思？就是要我们全心全性的去爱我们的神。
It's not just to have a false emotion saying, yes, I just love you, but it's to cultivate daily in our life a disposition that our heart is pointed towards him and to know him.
这种爱呢，不是一种让我们能产生错误的感觉或者感情感，而是培养我们性格能够完全的爱我们的神。
And because Lord is Yahweh, it's a Hebrew word, it's a very personal name. As Lord Yahweh, as He is undivided in unity and alone worthy of worship, so God wanted Israelites to have the undivided loyalty to Him.
耶和华就是我们独一的神，耶和华神也要求以色列人民呢，都对他是完全独一的，去敬拜他。
And of course, brothers and sisters, we know that this God, this Father God, this Lord God, He loved us. He loved the people of the world so much that in the New Testament we know that He sent His begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give His life for us.
在当时候，以色列人的学习到这个神是爱的神，那我们自己也学习到说，这神不只是在旧约里面的是爱的神，而且在新约里面可以看到说，这神差派他独生的爱子来到世上，牺牲了，为了表达他对我们的爱。God
revealed Himself in the person and in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神启示他自己，透过他自己本身来到世上，就是透过主耶稣基督。
So here, God is asking Israelites to personalize their walk with Him, to live this love relationship among other people.
这时候耶和华神就邀请以色列人爱他的神，就是个人的爱神。
So He asked them, love me, love me.
耶和华神就邀请以色列人要去爱耶和华神。
So brothers and sisters, in order for us to effectively pass God's truths to people around us and to our children and grandchildren, first and foremost, we are called to daily cultivate this love relationship towards Him. Second, God's word gives us a strategy on how to pass along the truths to our next generation is make use of daily, natural opportunities to share God's truth. Okay, verse 6. Look in your Bibles or on the screen. Verse 6. These words that I am giving you today are to be in your heart.
第六节，我今天我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Verse 7. Repeat them to your children.
在经文里面显示说，你要常常提醒，常常把这话记在心上。
Talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
也要记醒的教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
No, The context is, yes, children, but it's not just, you know, for families who have children. For any believer, it's talking about make use of daily opportunities to share God's gospel.
虽然说经文是在讲到说对孩子，但是我相信说对我们每个信徒来讲，就是我们周遭所接触，每日所接触的人。
When we're at home, or when we're in our neighborhood, or when we're in our workplace.
无论是在家里，或者在我们邻舍，或者在我们工作的地方。
In the morning, during the day, or in the evening, weekdays or weekends.
在白天晚夜或夜晚，或者在周日或周末。
In other words, every day when we get up and when we go to sleep, during the day, God gives us natural opportunities to live out a Christ-like life.
换句话说，上帝每在每一个时候，当我们醒来的时候，
For example, recently I started using the most famous Chinese app. I'm sure it's called WeChat, right, WeChat?
最近我就用了，开始使用微信。
I keep in touch with my uncle and with my auntie, 姑姑, in China. My 叔叔 and 姑姑, I keep in touch with them.
对，用这个微信来跟我的叔叔和姑姑们跟他们有接洽。
姑姑, she lives in Urumqi. 叔叔, she lives, he lives in Guangzhou.
我的姑姑住在乌鲁木齐，然后叔叔住在广州。
And thank God for the app Google Translate. So I type in English and then translate into Chinese and then I copy paste into WeChat.
感谢主，那个电话手机能够帮我翻译我的英文，然后把它翻成中文之后，我再把它放在微信里面。
And just this morning, one of my other relatives, she sent me a message in Chinese. I don't know what it says, so I copy, paste into Google Translate, now I know what it says. You might have your children or grandchildren close to you or far away from you, in US or overseas, but there are daily opportunities where we can share God's word and God's love with them.
所以，无论是在你的孩子或你孙子是在你身旁或者在国内，我相信每上帝都给我们很多机会能够跟他们分享主的话语。Or
your friends, your childhood friends, your college classmates, or your former co-workers, they might be here or they might be way over there, but there are daily opportunities where you can intentionally share with them.
或者说，是你的以前的同事、同学。 或许他们知道你的身旁或者在很遥远的地方，让求主给我们机会能够来，有刻意的来分享主的话语。Here
in our church in CBC, every Friday, I see some of you, you faithfully and committedly come, and you eat together, you hang out and talk to each other, and that's also another avenue, another natural opportunity. To share his message.
同样的家教会在国会堂里，每个星期五我们都有机会一起团契。同样的，这个时候也是有机会让我们能够分享主的话语。And
Houston, before World War II, Houston had maybe 20 or 30 Chinese. Now, Houston Metro has tens and tens of thousands Chinese-speaking people.
在第二世界大战以前 ，Houston 只有20个中国人，但现在有几万个中国人住在 Houston 里面。
I was born and raised in Kazakhstan, so all my relatives, all my cousins, they're all there. They're second and third generation already, and they do not know the gospel. They do not know who the Lord Jesus is.
我生长在哈克斯坦，那我的。 我的很多朋友们，或者是我的一些亲戚们，现在他已经是第二代、第三代了，他们都没有机会接触到神的话语。But
through daily natural opportunities, I try to intentionally share with them my Christian life, that I'm in the church, reading Bible, taking a picture of a Bible, sharing with them. We're just sharing about what we do daily. And that's also a way of communicating, passing on the message of the word.
但是神有一个负担，能够透过一些方式，让我能够跟他们分享神的话语。我得照了照照片有关神的话语，来跟他们以他们分享主的话语。So
brothers and sisters, ask the Lord for wisdom and for daily natural opportunities to pass along the message of this book.
弟兄姐妹，我们鼓励弟兄姐妹来为这事情祷告，求神给你机会，能够把神的话语传给我们下一代。Our
message, our theme is God's word is sweeter than honey, correct?
今天的主题是神的话语甘比蜜更甘甜。
word is sweeter than honey.
神话的确是比蜜更甘甜。
Let's share the sweetness, the message of grace and forgiveness and salvation that can satisfy a person's soul and longing. Let's be intentional and daily share that with others.
的确，神的话也是多么甘甜，充满了恩典，还有救恩，让我们能够刻意的把这个道、这个这些话语能够传给我们周遭的人。
So first, the strategy is as we strengthen our relationship with the Lord, we love Him. And second, as we look for daily opportunities. And the third strategy that God gives to Moses is repeat, repeat, repeat is the teacher's best friend. Repetition is the teacher's best friend.
第一，最重要就是跟神有个密切的栽培密切的关系。第二就是在我们日常生活中找机会来分享神的道理、神的真理。第三是在不断的重复，是教师最好的朋友。Verse
8 and 9, look in your Bibles. It says, bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them be a symbol on your forehead.
第八节也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
9. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
又要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
If you have some Jewish friends or neighbors, you will notice that outside of their home or when you enter into their house, they have a little small metal box that's attached to the doorpost or to the doorway.
如果你机会去到一些犹太人的家里，那在大前门里面，你可以看到一个小小的用金属做的一个箱子，挂在门框上。And
inside the little box, they put little rolls of the scriptures that are taken from this passage right here, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
在那个小小的金属的盒子里面，就一卷的纸，里面就是抄了这个，深深抄了今天我们所学习的生命记。
They do that because they remember these words that God gave to Moses and Moses to the Israelites. To bind or to take these words and keep them on your hand, on your doorpost, basically make it so visible, so common in your life that you will never forget God's word.
他们这样做呢，是要纪念摩西所给他们的经文，也让他们日常生活每一天都能够纪念到神的话语。
So Moses commanded them to tie God's word on their hand, on their forehead, on the door frame, so that they can repeat it to themselves, and so that they can repeat it to the next generation. So this morning, when we're coming to church, one of my kids, she said, I do not want to go to Bible study, to Sunday school this morning. We asked her, why? I mean, what's wrong? She, last week she liked it, and this morning she doesn't want to come. She said, because I know all those Bible stories. I've heard them. I know them. So what do you say to your child when she says that? I'm driving 75. I'm trying to get to church. I'm in a hurry. I'm being late already.
对，那时候我就很紧张，因为在开着车，想要早点到教会去。
Thank God my wife, she said, you know, but she challenged him. She said, can you repeat those Bible stories to me? Can you retell those stories to me?
然后有很智慧的太太就说，那就问他说，那你可以把这些故事重新的来讲述一遍吗？
She was quiet.
她就静下来了。
So we challenge her. We say, if you go and you hear the story again, why don't you just pray for your classmates, for your teacher, And then ask God to help you to tell that story to someone else in your school, in your dance club, in your neighborhood.
所以我就鼓励他说, 当你听到这个同样的故事的时候，你就在那个时候可以默默祷告，为老师祷告，为你周旁边的朋友一起祷告，也求主给你一个机会，以后你能够为学习这个话语的时候，能之后能够把这个话语传给其他人。Repetition
is the teacher's best friend.
重复是教师的最好的朋友。For
example, you can repeat these lessons that we've learned in Deuteronomy 6 to someone this week, and as you repeat, you will learn it even better, you will remember it even better, and then someone else will learn what it means to love God and to share that message with other people. Remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he called his first 12 disciples, he spent 3+ years with them, and he basically repeated the same message.
对吗？主耶稣花了三年多的时间和他门徒在一起，不断的重复，也是以身作则教导，这些经文。Because
as we repeat God's message, we model it in our own life, we personalize it, our relationship with the Lord is strengthened, and then people hear more and more the gospel.
当我们重复的来学习的时候，让这些话语能够在我们生命里面活出来，以身作则，让周遭人都能够学习。
Brothers and sisters, will you make this commitment to pass on, to pass the message of God's truth, not just today, not just in 2018, but for the rest of your life?
弟兄姐妹们，要求弟兄姐妹们为身体，不只是在2018年能够学习神的话语，能够传神的话语，也希望弟兄姐妹们以后你一生都能够把神的话语传给我们周遭的人。
We need each other's encouragement, prayers, and we need to help each other.
我们需要挑战，需要鼓励，一起祷告。
That's why we are part of CBC.
这是我们在这教会一体的CBC的一体的责任。
Like right now, downstairs, there are some adults who are teaching your children or grandchildren.
就像在楼下，在有小朋友主日学，他们有一些。
As a church, we can pass the message along, but ultimately it starts in our home.
我们教会能够做，就是能够把这个话语传给你的孩子，但是最主要的还是从我们家里能够教导我们自己的孩子。
Dad, mom, and then children, and then grandchildren.
爸爸妈妈，孩子，还以后你的孙子。
So brothers and sisters, you please pray for us, for me and my family, for our children, and we will commit to pray for you, for your families, for your children, and for your grandchildren.
弟兄姐妹们，我求你们每个人来为我太太，为我们每个孩子祷告。同样的，我也为你们每个人的孩子来祷告。Let's
pray.
他们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us.
感谢天父你这样的爱。Thank
you for communicating your truth to us.
感谢主你把你的话语真理交给我们。Ultimately,
you have sent truth in flesh, the Word in flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to earth to live among us.
最终你与太太你的儿子道成肉身来在我们当中生活。Thank
you that in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see the glory and the light of who you are through His life and through His ministry.
通过主耶稣基督，我们可以看到神的荣耀，可以看到神的彰显在我们当中。We
pray that. If there's anyone who is in this place who does not know this wonderful saving message of the Lord Jesus Christ, what He's done on the cross for them, the power of His resurrection, we pray But today they will come to know, come to believe, come to trust in you.
他们当中如果还没有信主的朋友，我在这时候我也祷告，求主耶稣复活的能力能够彰显在你身上，让你能够来认识这独一的真神。
And Lord, we pray for ourselves, though we as believers, as Christians, that we will commit and dedicate our lives to pass the message of the Scripture to the next generation.
也为我们在当中的弟兄姐妹们，让我们能一起委身的。
Please help us.
求主你帮助我,
we can't do it on our own.
我们自己是不能够成就这些,
we need fellow believers in our life.
我们需要周遭的弟兄姐妹一起来,
we need the local church.
一起来做, 求主也帮助我们,
ultimately, we need the power of your Holy Spirit dwelling and living in us.
最重要我们要靠主耶稣, 圣灵的能力,
Thank you for loving us. We love you.
感谢主你要爱我们，我们也爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名。